free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you can actually control the content on the site. What you see there, placed by listeners like you. The items that are going down the main page, they have votes next to them, and the number of votes is dependent on you. Whether or not you want to go and participate on the site is up to you. You can go and actually influence what appears on the front page. You can submit new stories yourself. You can vote on the ones that are already there. And, of course, the most important place to vote is the upcoming stories page, which is where all the new stories go to that have just been submitted to the site. They are awaiting a certain number of votes in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the main page of the site. So head over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Oh, Johnny Ray. For whatever reason, I did not turn your mic on. Let's try that again.
You say your name again.
I'm Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Mark.
1-855-450-FREE. So, you know, last night we talked about a heroic young lady that we talked in great detail about her and her friends who are going to prison in the Northwest because they refused to talk to a grand jury. And this is a week full of heroes. The New Jersey weed man is back in the news. Now, the weed man we've been talking about for, a long time on Free Talk Live. We haven't covered him in depth in recent years, I don't think, but
it's been a little while.
I feel like we had him on at one point in the past.
Yeah,
like,
I think we did.
Yeah, and we may end up having him on again. I am in discussions with Jim Babb, who is an activist out of the Philly area.
Right.
Saw Jim's update on Facebook this morning. He said that he had gone to the courthouse to support New Jersey weed man, who is on trial again. We'll explain what's going on with him in a moment. But Jim Babb was there doing jury nullification outreach. And the sad news is Jim was the only one there doing jury nullification outreach. In what is a very important case, in a case in which, you know, New Jersey weed man is... his freedom is on the line. Possible 10 years in prison, I believe, is what he's facing. For, of course, well, what do you think it is?
Weed.
Yeah.
Weed.
Right. And it's New Jersey where the trial's going down. Mount Holly, the location. The news is from phillyburbs.com. The fate of medical marijuana patient New Jersey Weedman, or rather NJ Weedman, will now be in the hands of a second Burlington County jury this fall after a Superior Court judge Tuesday morning denied the activist's motion for acquittal on drug distribution charge stemming from a 2010 arrest. Ed Fortune, who claims dual residency in Pemberton Township and Los Angeles, is excited to get another day in court to bring his case before a new jury. He tried unsuccessfully to withdraw the motion for acquittal before Tuesday's hearing, but Judge Charles Delaney heard oral arguments anyway, saying enough is enough of Mr. Fortune's nonsense. Fortune and his supporters' activism during the May trial, including placing pamphlets about jury nullification on cars parked in the jury parking lot and giving an interview within earshot of a deliberating juror, did not go unnoticed by the judge, who chided the defendant for his, quote, persistent attempt to somehow scuttle the judicial process.
The judicial process. Notice he didn't say he should have said the legal process instead of the judicial process, because this process has nothing to do with justice.
Right. Their process is about going after peaceful people and putting them in cages.
I mean, this process is about keeping people who have grown a plant, a dried plant, in their possession. If this was any other plant, it wouldn't be any kind of big deal. I mean, I've got tomatoes growing at my house. I pick them up. We go pick them. We share them. We do whatever we want. There's no laws regarding this, and there doesn't need to be.
On Tuesday, Delaney, the judge, denied the motion. He said, despite his opinion that a new trial is unlikely to produce a different outcome, this is interesting. So he was he had a hung jury previously on these charges. That's why they're retrying him. The judge actually is saying here that it's the opinion of the judge that a new trial would not result in a different outcome. The judge believes that the next jury will also hang. But at the same time, the judge says that the state's evidence is sufficient to sustain a conviction, and a new trial is warranted. So they're just putting him through the ringer because they can.
All the money that it goes into dumping these,
right.
Dumping into this, it's not. It's just not cheap, and it's crazy. You know?
I can't comprehend that decision at all. I'm flummoxed.
Yeah. Well, he's just going to give it a go. Why not? We're probably nothing different's probably going to happen. We're going to hang another jury, but it's not like it's our money. We'll just go ahead and spend all the money and time to try you again, Mr. Fortune, and then we'll see what happens. Just going to roll the dice on another jury and see what happens, because they can.
Because it's not their money. No one's putting up money from their side. They're forcing the taxpayer at the threat of throwing them out of their houses.
Yep.
That's what a property tax bill is. They're threatening them and saying, we're going to use your money for whatever we want. This is justice in America.
Fortune, who faces up to 5 to 10 years, or excuse me, they write up to 5 to 10 years. Shouldn't it be 5 to 10 years? Or up to 10 years, if convicted, was first tried last May with the Burlington County jury.
I think you would say up to 5 to 10 in this case, because that's a range that they could do. Some states will sentence you, 5 to 10.
They did convict him, by the way. The previous jury convicted him of possession of marijuana. However, the panel was split 7-5 in favor of acquittal on the more serious distribution charge and could not reach a unanimous verdict. So it sounds a lot like what happened with our friend Wiedeklaus here in New Hampshire. Now, Wiedeklaus doesn't have the same national renown that N.J. Weedman does. N.J. Weedman has been in the news for public marijuana use / disobedience and trials and such for well over a decade that I can recall.
This is the first I'm learning about N.J. Weedman.
The guy's a hero all the way. And
what's his case about?
There's more to his story.
He has bone cancer?
I'm not certain, but there's more to his story about what happened to him out in California, where they screwed him over, or the state screwed him over out there. Anyway, they've been coming after him for a while, because he's the face of the New Jersey kind of decriminalization / legalization movement. And so, of course, if you make yourself a target in these areas, especially in ending the war on drugs, the power of the state will inevitably find its way around to you.
That's what happened with Mark Emery. I mean, there are dozens of people selling seeds from Canada and countries abroad into the United States.
But only one speaking out publicly and spending millions of the money that he earned on legalizing marijuana.
Right. I mean, he's an activist, and the government only went after one of them.
Delaney declared a mistrial on that count. That is the account of distribution. And Assistant Deputy Public Defender Donald Ackerman, who assisted Fortune in representing himself at that trial, filed the motion for acquittal. Fortune, however, wanted another trial, opposing his own attorney's motion. So Fortune really wants to get a jury to find him not guilty. And I hope that he gets what he's looking for.
I do, too.
Because it would be it'd be a great slap in the face for this court system when this judge could have taken that motion for acquittal and just called it, 7 out of 5 said you were innocent, so we're just going to go ahead and call this innocent. Dismissed with prejudice. Have a nice day. Move on with your life. But
right.
No, he's going ahead, even though he doesn't think the verdict will be any different, and scheduling a trial. I hope that that jury throws it right back in that judge's face and the prosecutor's face and finds him not guilty, which would be a huge win. Would be a huge win for the decriminalization movement and Ed himself.
So the jury has to come to a conclusion.
Full-on 12-0, not guilty.
In either way, yeah.
Correct. So he opposed his attorney's own motion. Fortune, who returned to California after his May trial, did not attend Tuesday's hearing. He was frustrated when the judge did not allow him to attend via telephone, but pleased with the outcome. He said that we as Americans are taught when accused, we have a right to trial. But in reality, the system does everything it can to prevent a citizen from going to trial. The Goliath of government is always bullying citizens into plea bargains, etc., or dismissing the case after destroying the citizen's life. I'm different. I want a trial. And good for him. And if only more people would take that position, would take the position that we need to have people go to trial, you and I need to go to trial when the government comes after us with something so they can prove their case, hopefully in front of a jury. But even if it's not in front of a jury, at least then they have to spend the time and the resources on making a case. Lots of time. They don't even have a case. 855-450-FREE. More about Ed's case, don't take a plea deal, etc. Whatever's on your mind, too. 855-450-3733.
Is it just me, or do you agree?
It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. Sickle CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features free. We've got the mobile site. You may listen via your smartphone at m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile. freetalklive.com. We have the links there to the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can tune into whichever one is best fits your internet connection speed. In addition, you'll also find a link to our listen line, the phone number that you can dial. Say you don't have a data connection, or perhaps you're on a phone that is not actually a smartphone. You can still listen through your phone's phone connection. And the phone number for that is listed over at m.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's all free. Freetalklive.com. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's here in New Hampshire with others who think like you. That is, if you think like freedom, if you like the ideas of liberty, if you understand that in order to be free, you must allow others to also be free. If you're one of those folks like we are, then you should consider making the move to New Hampshire. Ron Paul loves the Free State Project. Mark, during your interview of Ron Paul, which we were finally able to perform on Friday afternoon, you were, because I was unable to make it due to the TSA holdup situation. But during the interview of Ron Paul, he actually said that he loves the idea of the Free State Project.
Yeah, he thinks that, you know, basically that there should be competition in the ideas area of ideas around freedom, and that the Free State Project is a great idea in that area, and I have to agree. I am interested in the other ideas, you know, what out there is a good idea, because a lot of this stuff has been tried, and trying the same stuff over and over again and expecting different results. Not a good idea. I mean, it doesn't work.
I'm interested in good ideas, too. I want to know what the best option for liberty is out there in the world and then pursue that, because it's really important to me. Obviously, I've dedicated my professional and personal lives to that goal. And so right now, I think the Free State Project is the best option on the table. Maybe there will be something better in the future, but for now, that's what we've got, and that's why I picked up my life from Florida and made the move here. You can go to freestateproject.org, learn more. There's the 101 reasons there to move to New Hampshire, and I think you'll find them very persuasive. Once again, freestateproject.org.
I think the Free State Project is the most credible because there's real things
happening
here.
A track record.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. It's not just an idea. It's not something pie in the sky. It's something tangible. There really are over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are over 12,800 people who've signed up to make the move, and we want to reach 20,000. So we've got a little ways to grow, and we can make it happen with your help. And the more people that we have here, the better off it's going to be. There's some conversations actually going on right now at the Ron Paul forums about the Free State Project and Ron Paul endorsing the Free State Project. And, typical excuses are kind of coming up. One guy said something to the effect of, well, I think we need to work to free our own areas. And
I agree with that completely. You know, free your own area, that'd be great if that was a system that was likely to work. I mean, you know, that it's not like people, it's not like there haven't been liberty activists all around trying to do this in the past. I'll agree with you. There certainly are more. But I mean, aren't you trying to convert people in your area to the ideas of liberty? If so, you believe that the concentration of activists is important. If you believe that the concentration of activists is important, then why not concentrate yourself? I mean, would you welcome a liberty activist to your area?
Yeah, and how often is that happening in your area, by the way?
But I mean, ask yourself that. Would you welcome an amazing active liberty activist to your area to come help you with the ideas of liberty? If so, then you think it's a good idea for somebody to pick up and move their life for liberty. If you've got a business or a family or, you know, some kind of allergic reaction to snow or whatever it is that you might have, I get it. But to downplay the Free State Project and a good idea because you have these kind of other reasons for not going, that's just disingenuous.
Let's go to Cody. He's listening in nearby Maine, Portland. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Cody. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk to you guys. I've never been more embarrassed to live in the state of Maine right now. There's a story. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's about this dance instructor who got busted in a prostitution ring, as they
Jedra
call it.
Versus self in Maine prostitution case. Yeah, we've seen it.
I have not heard of that. I mean, all I know is Johnny Ray brought the story in for the show tonight. I don't know anything else about it.
So we got it for show prep.
What happened, Cody?
I can explain it, and it's blown up over the past couple of weeks. But what happened is this Zumba and dance instructor, she was running a prostitution ring, and the police found out. I guess it wasn't like a big secret, so the police find out, they bust her, and it wasn't enough that she has to go to jail, because they found a client list of over 150 names. So everybody in the media finds out that there's this client list out there, and they have to know everybody's name. Why? Because there's juicy names on the list, right?
I bet there are.
So, lots of juicy names. So
politicians, business leaders.
Politicians, lawyers.
Yep.
And I don't know who's going to defend the lawyers in court. But so yesterday the list got out. And I produce one of the morning shows at one of the stations in Portland.
WGAN, one of our affiliates.
Yes, it is. And I've never been so upset at how much this is the quote. This is fun. This is fun. And 150 reputations were ruined this morning. There's already people talking about how they've had to quit their jobs because of this. On top of that, this is the best part. This is where it gets really good. There's people because they released part of the list, and it was just first and last names. Some people called in, and they're like, hey, that's my name, but I didn't have sex with this girl. My wife left me. I don't know what to do. So here's their solution. This is their wonderful solution, right? They say, well, they're easy fix. We should give their addresses, too. Because that's not an invasion of privacy. Not that the list, you know, that this is none of our business.
Wow.
It's that we need to know the addresses, too. And I've just never been.
Was this
so
the morning
upset.
Show on WGAN doing this, or like every news organization in Maine?
I know personally the morning show has. Some of the papers have decided not to release the list. Some of them have. I know the TV stations have been talking about it. It's starting
to become
national. And I don't know if people are just like proud that a story from their home state is like national, but like real people are getting hurt. Like they're losing their reputation, and it really upsets me that this is just like a fun thing right now.
Right. Because it's bad to have a prostitute. It's bad to go out and engage in consensual, voluntary business with another individual to trade something for services rendered, as though there's something wrong with that.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to cheat on your spouse if that's
well,
the agreement
all those
you have.
Clients aren't necessarily
no, they
cheating.
Don't. Right? And I think that single people that don't have an agreement with somebody else should absolutely be able to pay other single people or people that have agreements with their spouses to, you know, do work. And if that work, all work's done with your body. And I don't understand why one type of work is, prohibited and others isn't.
What, Cody, can you stick with us a little bit here, and we'll talk further, because I'd like to know what the response has been. I mean, if you're producing the morning show, you're probably screening a bunch of calls and stuff like
I'll
that. So, yeah, hang on. More with Cody out of Portland, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Your thoughts on prostitution, certainly would love to hear those. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled D-U-R-A-C-O-A-T.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Webcam is there. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is available on the same exact page as the cam, so go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, like the rest of our site, cam.freetalklive.com.
Tonight on the Edgington Post, I interviewed Larry Correa. This is the author of the Monster Hunter series, specifically Monster Hunter Legion is out in hardcover right now. And you can go hear the interview with this really great, popular, award-winning author, Larry Correa, by simply going to our SoundCloud page. Go to freetalklive.com on the left-hand side, the SoundCloud link's there, or you can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Yes, indeed. Let's go back to Cody. He's listening in Portland. And Cody, you work for one of our radio affiliates, the Portland Radio Group's WGAN, and you are the producer, one of the producers for the morning show there. You said that recently yes. There's been quite a bit of news blowing up there in Maine, across Maine, over a prostitution ring being broken up and 150 alleged client names coming out from the madam's alleged black book. And that what you're seeing happen is news media, even the morning show that you work for, they're outing people from this list, even though, mind you, not a one of them has been convicted at this point, right? Like, these are 150 names they found in the possession of someone who was running a prostitution ring.
Could have been a prospect, right?
It could have been a prospect. It could have been the guy that fixes the air conditioner. I mean, I don't know. We don't know who those people are or what they've actually done, right? None of them have been convicted.
As far as I know, they've sent out the summons. I don't think there's been any court trials yet or any of that. But they've gone ahead and already released the names. They've said specific names over the air. And from what I've gotten from most of the callers this morning, the argument has been, if you don't want your name in the paper, don't break the law. And they
go on to
say, well, your name goes in the police blotter if you do this. You know, if you let your dog loose, or if you break this law or that law. But it's like, I'm just wondering, I mean, is that logical to say that that's right because the government does something wrong in a different situation? And no, because I don't think I got one call of somebody asking, hey, maybe these people didn't do anything wrong. I think they've got the wrong idea of what victim means. A lot of people are saying the victim, the wives of cheating husbands. People assume that you're a victim if someone was mean to you or they hurt your feelings. And yet, for some reason, they have no problem with basically publicly outing private people's specific names over a victimless crime.
It's sad. It really is. I mean, as though there's some sort of victim here, that when these cases go to trial, the victim's going to be the state of Maine. That's what's going to be written in the plaintiff column here, because there is no actual definable victim. No one complained about this. If anybody complained, it was the strip clubs in town or something like that.
Well, the reason that people are excited about this is because it's prurient, and it's exciting because it's prurient. There are lots of people that commit far worse crimes that harm people far more, whose names don't reach this level of acclaim. For instance, you know, people who, you know, embezzlement and, you know, all kinds of white collar crimes out there. These things just don't go anywhere. They get you know, settled.
Right. Even thieves. Kind of thing. I mean, real criminals, their names aren't put out there like this.
Yeah, this is all about how exciting it is to talk about naked people doing it.
Hey, Cody, I had a question for you. Last segment, you gave us a quote. The quote was, "This is fun." Who said that?
One of the morning show hosts. I don't want to mention them specifically. I don't want to sit here and, you know, trash talk the station I work for.
Right.
I was just a little upset about
conservative
how
morning shows are going to be what conservative morning shows are. Right. I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that's the bend of the morning show you work for.
One of the hosts claims to be a liberal. So.
Oh yeah.
I'm
like you doubt that claim.
I'm pretty much by myself there.
I gotcha. So, okay, I have to admit that if I did come across this information, there would be some names I would release, but it would only be the politicians on the list who advocate against prostitution, who advocate for the prostitution laws. I would only release those names because they're hypocrites, and that would be something I would relish in.
That's only fair.
It's probably a good percentage of the list.
I absolutely agree.
Cody, thanks for sharing your story, man. Anything else you want to share?
That's about it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, what's your podcast? How do people go find it? Because you do your own podcast.
Yeah, I do an internet radio show. It's called Off the Air Live.
And
it's a libertarian comedy radio show.
I listened, and I laughed, so it's true.
That means a lot to me, Ian.
It just means he's kind of weird. I mean, I'd be interested in knowing what he laughed. Did you hear that? I'd be interested in knowing what he laughed at.
Thanks,
I don't
Cody.
Know. My face.
Where do people go to hear your show?
The website's offtheairlive.com.
Great. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Well, you know, I mean, if somebody claims to be doing a comedy show, then it better be funny.
Right? Agreed.
And because if you're going to make the claim right up front, hey, this is a comedy show, then you better not screw it up.
The hardest thing with a comedy show is keeping it up, you know? I mean, it's tough.
Were you just mimicking Ian's laughing?
Yes, I was.
Okay, that was funny.
Gene is on the line also in Portland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Good evening. I don't know if I could top that last discussion, but about 20 minutes ago, I was sitting at my desk listening to your show, and I think this part of Maine just had an earthquake.
Yes, apparently New Hampshire received that earthquake as well. Those of us in the studio here were pretty much oblivious to it. Mark, you and Johnny Ray, y'all said that maybe you thought a truck went by or something like that, but that was about it. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I thought originally, I looked outside and I thought I saw, like, rumble, you know, dark clouds, but now it's crystal clear. But I just talked to a friend of mine who lives up in Auburn, Maine. It's about 30 miles north of Portland, and they had same rumbling. So.
Yeah, well, from what I understand, it happened somewhere near the border of, I guess, New Hampshire and Maine, and there's apparently it was a 4.5, which, of course, people in California are laughing right now.
It must have felt like a truck going by, because I didn't notice it.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd just call in. I haven't seen it. I tried logging on to some websites here in Maine, and they're down, so I wondered if that might have anything to do with it. But anyway.
Gene, hope that clears it up for you. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I guess, you know, it happens sometimes. Sure. This isn't exactly the West Coast or anything like that, but I know that when I was in jail last year, there was an earthquake at one point, And I didn't notice it either at that point because I was in jail. I mean, a pretty strong structure, probably not going to be shaking around too much. But, you know, a lot of these houses are older, and so maybe it would be more noticeable. Dale, who is one of the co-hosts of Flaming Freedom, had posted online about it, and he said that he was upstairs in his house. So maybe if you're higher up in a building, he says it's, if you are higher up in a building, you're more likely to notice it because of whatever wobbling slash shaking that might transpire.
It would seem like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll buy that. I was in an earthquake once in Okinawa, and
how big?
Oh, I don't remember. Okay. I think it was very, very small, and it woke me up in the middle of the night. It was on the third floor of the building that I was in, and I think it made some noise, and that's what woke me up, and I felt it for a second. But the next morning, I may have forgotten it and just heard other people talking about it.
You know, if a real earthquake ever struck the Northeast, there would be total devastation.
Yeah, they're not prepared for
right.
it.
They don't build buildings out here like they do out west.
Yeah. When you talked about the earthquake here, I felt like maybe I did feel a truck drive by or something like that earlier, but this is kind of one of those sort of eyewitness things where it's like, yes, yes, I experienced what you're talking about. If somebody I didn't experience it because I didn't know what happened.
Yeah. And Johnny Ray, you did or did not notice?
No, I'm right in there with Mark. That okay. explains me exactly. I sort of rationalized or created something.
Yeah,
maybe it was there, maybe not.
Yeah, we were completely. I was completely in the. I'm not even going to pretend as though I knew anything happened. I had no idea. 855-453. But apparently, most everybody else noticed it. Or at least Facebook is abuzz about it. 855-450-3733. You know, the Northeast, despite the bitter cold and the occasional blizzard, is a relatively uneventful as far as natural phenomena goes.
Yeah.
But every now and then, something will happen, like tornado did down in Massachusetts, and tore the hell out of that place. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms?
Nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Head over, enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one way to do it is by shopping. Now, we're getting into that holiday time of year. Halloween's coming up, and of course, right after that, the shelves will be stocked with Christmas things. Actually, in most cases, they start stocking it before Halloween. But it's going to be that time, and it's going to be really obvious that folks are going to be doing their holiday shopping. Why bother with going out and getting, you know, into the lines, into the parking situations? You know, you're parking in a parking lot, you could get hit by somebody or worse. It's actually a dangerous thing to go out and go shopping. So stay in and get it.
Prices are generally cheaper online anyway.
Yeah, and get the shopping done through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you can enter Amazon and Amazon Canada, UK, as well as Amazon US. Also got new eggs in there as well. But the best deal for us, at least, is Amazon. So if you've got something that you need to get, they probably have it. They sell all kinds of stuff, everything from their huge book selection to DVDs, the hot new video games, but even old video games too. Johnny Ray, you've been looking at Android games recently. I don't know if you can buy those at Amazon, but it wouldn't surprise me. I guess you probably have to get those through the Android store. But Amazon certainly seems like they've got almost everything. I mean, you can get classic games used through Amazon. So even if you're not looking for something brand new, you can get them used there, which is really cool. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. You were talking about you've been on a quest, Johnny Ray, to find a decent Android game that you can really kind of sink your teeth into.
That's right. Yeah, I have. I love games. And I got an Android 2 months ago. Been looking for a good game.
Were you upgrading from a non-smartphone?
I had a clamshell.
Gotcha.
A flip phone that I dropped one too many times. Had to get a new phone. It came apart. I had to get a new phone.
Gotcha.
So I got a Samsung. I got a Galaxy.
Oh, one of the fancy new ones?
Not the 4, but the 3.
Gotcha.
So I played a game called Symphony of Eternity, I think. That was a JRPG.
Sounds cool.
It had something interesting going on under the hood where you would, with their class system, you would switch out these tablets between them. It was complex enough that made it fun for a while. I think I'm almost done with it, but I don't think I'm ever going to finish the game because mostly the localization, you know what I'm talking about, the localization of the game.
What do you mean by that?
Where they translate it, basically, but there's so much to a good translation that if you do it wrong, it sucks meaning that's actually there out of it.
I see.
It just seems bland and strange at the same time.
So you're saying it was bad translation?
Yes, I would say it was rudimentary.
I see. But it didn't keep your attention. You're not going to finish the game. It wasn't good enough to suck you all the way into it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for a great strategy game primarily.
And you believe you found it?
I found a couple of contenders. I found the two best that I found so far, and I can give both of them a thumbs up.
All right.
They're both clones. I'm going to start with one that is the Plants vs. Zombies clone.
If a game is getting cloned, it's probably a good game, like whatever the original game was.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. That seems logical.
So, I don't know. I've never played the Plants vs. Zombies one.
It's a tower defense game. Have you ever played a tower defense game?
Gosh, there have been some games like that for
a long
time.
I like those. Tower defenses where you sort of plant these different types of towers in every area, and then little zombies or critters will walk along a path, and you have to kill them before they get to home base.
Right. Mm. It's fun because it's defensive in nature. It makes you, there are no moral qualms about it.
apparently you have a lot more moral qualms when you play games than I do.
There's resources involved, resource management in these tower defense games. In Plants vs. Zombies, the conceit is that there is a zombie apocalypse happening, and the plants in your garden will protect your home from the zombies that come down these paths.
Sweet.
Towards you. So this game is called Humans versus Aliens, I think.
Got it.
It might be Aliens versus Humans.
So basically they rip off the game design and probably not the code itself. They're probably coding the game from scratch, I would guess. But they just rip off the whole concept, or borrow, I guess,
that's
a better way to put it, because there's no stealing in ideas. But they borrow the concept and then they have to slap a different name on it for trademarking purposes.
That's right. So this is called Humans versus Aliens. It could be called Aliens versus Humans.
Mm-hmm.
And I've forgotten a bit. I'm
free
90.
Or like $1 or $2. What's the price point?
You know what? I think you looked at that before, and what you
saw. I looked
at
the Xenowar one.
Right.
That was $1.99. Now this is the other one you recommend, which is a copy of XCOM.
Xenowar is an XCOM clone.
Now, XCOM's a classic game that goes back to the early 1990s. Mark, you missed out on this one being in prison at the time. But
for 1994, I think.
A great game, great turn-based strategy game where, your turn goes, you get to move your guys around on different points on a map. They have, a certain field of vision at which they can see enemies in front of them. But if, obviously they're turned away from an enemy, you can't see where that enemy is. That kind of thing. And so then the enemy gets to go after your turn, and whoever lives the longest essentially wins. But there's more to the game. That's just kind of like the core of the game. There's also, you develop new alien. You're defeating aliens, so you're getting their technology, and you give it to your scientists, and they have to work to, develop new guns and things like that for you so you can kind of match the aliens' technology. It's a big, it's a big concept game with a lot going on, and it's very difficult,
yes,
in my opinion.
Yes, you're right. It had that macro level that was so great with the research, and you were bringing back corpses to do autopsies and bringing back weapons.
It's a great game.
You could duplicate the weapons and use them.
It would be a good game today, I think.
Even up the odds.
I think the original XCOM, if you could get it today, you probably can. There are websites out there called abandonware sites, and I don't know if XCOM's considered abandonware at this point. It may not be, but these abandonware sites actually collect old games. It's the classic stuff you might remember from being younger. I mean, we're all Generation X here for the most part, and I'm kind of on the very end of Generation X, but going way back to computers back when they were monochrome, back when it was just a one-color screen, basically black and then on, so those kind of screens, those games, I mean, you can go and download those games today, and they have emulators and things like that that'll allow you to actually play them. It's called Abandonware. It's pretty cool.
There's a website called GOG.com, stands for Good Old Games. I think you
can
get
Abandonware site
there. It might be free. I know they have some free offerings. Actually, I'm certain it's not. But you could get XCOM for a nominal fee. And XCOM, what I wanted to say also about it was the tension in it. It had that wonderfully tense music during the tactical bits, and it was really scary. And the permadeath was big in the game.
What do you mean by that? Permadeath?
Permadeath, basically, if one of your squad mates went down, he was down.
You're not getting him back?
You could play a it was possible that one of them could be rendered unconscious and slowly lose life. If you didn't finish the mission quickly enough, then he would die. But also they could be killed outright. And when that happened, you could reload. But really, the game was about pressing forward because it would take too long, and your guys were dying so often. You could buy them. They had a personality. They died. It was bad.
There wasn't much personality in the game, but you could name them whatever you wanted.
Great European names, because
I thought you could name them what you wanted.
You could. And people often, and myself included.
Because, like, if you name him Johnny Ray and he dies, then it feels differently than if it's just the random European name or whatever that was generated. Yeah.
You could have a guy that had survived a long time, had awesome stats, really high rank,
and then
one of those elite aliens would mind control him, and with a tear in your eye, you'd
take your own guy out.
You'd put a hail of fire
He's having trouble even saying what is that attached?
It was obviously traumatic.
It's a great game. I highly recommend it. So you're saying the
Xenowar with an X.
X-E-N-O.
It's a stripped down version of XCOM. It's very charming.
But you got to pay $2 to get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess that's better than paying $55 or whatever the brand new games are going to cost, because I guess there's a brand new version of, 2012 edition of XCOM that's being, being released.
That has to be on a real console, though.
Right, yeah.
It could be something entirely different than an Android game.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be that much different. I read a little bit about the new version, and from what I understand, they actually stripped some features out compared to the original XCOM. So it almost sounds like it's been dumbed down a little bit. Which is, it sounds like something I don't want to be involved in. So, $2 for the Android version versus 60 or whatever for the new version? You're going to get one.
No, you would. I'm going to have to challenge you on that. The strategy people that I've heard are happy with XCOM.
Okay.
This is from Three Moves Ahead. It's a podcast.
You listen to gaming podcasts?
Yes, I do.
You are into gaming.
So the demo, I think, created some consternation, some concern, but I think most people think it's a very strategy-heavy game that satisfies.
Good to know. 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray's Gaming Corner. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here, and you can bring up anything that you want. Still to come here, we've got a ridiculous story about a man sentenced to a decade in prison for pictures. I mean, drawings.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.